The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Welcome back to The Other Stories. My name is Luke. I am here sitting in a chair and you are out there in the world getting on with your life and listening to this podcast. So thank you very much for that, taking the time out of your busy, busy life to do this. Artists put their heart and soul into their works. It's no big surprise that they sometimes leave a little bit behind. Like a surgeon who left a staplet in the guts, or the author who might leave a little of their spirit in their words. Perhaps an artist who leaves a little bit of bodily residue on the canvas. That's disgusting, I'm sorry. Play a record backwards and you'll hear the words of an angry walrus. Or is that Satan? Run your fingers across the canvas and you might be touching the spiritual ectoplasm that a painter mixed into his colour palette. It's impossible, I reckon, not to imprint a little bit of yourself into your art. So what then if we were to find that little piece of you long after you died? Long after you popped your clogs? We've got stories this month about killer wax, deadly art installations, haunted paintings, and the bad kind, the evil kind of inspiration. We've got new creators this month. We've got A.L. King, Zach Friday, and Fee Stringer, along with a big, tasty KFC bucketful of regular creators. Who we got? Let's have a look here. Myself, I have a story which I've co-written, which I hope you enjoy. Dan Howarth. We've got Justin Fife, Josh Curran, Stephanie Rose, Justin Fife, Jasmine Arch, and of course our regular audio editor Carl Hughes has spread his magic all over the shop. Yeah, we've got a good one, I think. If you haven't seen, by the way, we have a Patreon exclusive episode just out called Nana's Old Magic. It's a deliciously creepy old little tale by a guy called Richard Reynolds. It's live on the Patreon feed. Every month we put out a Patreon exclusive episode. So if you enjoy what we do and you want to support the show, keep us going, keep us making stuff, and you want to get more stories than what's on the feed, then this is how you do it. You go to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver and you can pledge from as little as $1 a month. That's it. Less than the price of a coffee. Less than the price of a coffee. So also we have a lovely bunch of new patrons I have to tell you about. Ashley Argyle, who I hear can speak to rhinos. I'd love to have that power. Susan McBride. You may have seen her on the news, actually. She is the lovely Susan who is prophesied to bring us world peace. If you need any help with that, Susan, let us know. And Justin Burrows, who is also prophesied, actually, to only minutes after the world has finally, you know, gotten world peace to destroy it. Classic Justin. That's a classic Justin maneuver, that. Destroy the world just after it's got world peace. So go to patreon.com/HawkandCleaver. We do very much appreciate it. It takes a lot of work putting this show together. So just having a little bit of dollar in the account helps us to smooth things over. Okay, don't go anywhere, 'cause at the end of the show, I'm going to do some survey giveaways. I'm going to reach my hand into the invisible bag, which is, some people call that a spreadsheet, and I'm going to find some names, I'm going to give out some prizes. But before that, I want to tell you about our mini course. Are you a writer? Do you want to write? Do you want to get involved with writing horror in particular, or short horror stories like what we do on The Other Stories? Then we are running another writing mini course. We don't do this very often because it takes a lot out of us. We really get involved. We've done it twice before, and everyone who's been involved has had a great time and got some great work out of it. So if you want to get involved, it's basically a 7-day workshop. We take you from coming up with story ideas, developing material, writing the first draft. We talk about what makes a good short horror story, and we talk about editing, and we talk about getting the short story out into the horror marketplace, which is a particularly spooky town square down near where I live, where we sell short horror stories to horror podcasts and that kind of thing. So if you're interested in getting involved in writing, then I think this is a great way to start. I honestly do. So you can join the course. I think there's 3 spots left. There's not too many. Go to hawkandcleaver.com/shop, and that should, a big button, go to hawkandcleaver.com and click shop in the top corner of the screen, or go to gumroad.com/hawkandcleaver. You can grab one of those final 3 spots on the course. It takes about a week. It takes a week of your time, about half an hour each day, I'd say. And from at the end of it, you'll have a short horror story to sell to submit to the other stories, or sell to other podcasts, or whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do with it, read it at your wedding. I guess some people might want to do that. Instead of the vows, they have a short horror reading. Okay, the survey giveaway. So we put out, every now and again, we do a little survey. We like to improve our service as a horror podcast provider. We want to maximize the efficiency of the scares per second quota. And we want your eardrums to be constantly rattled with horrific noises. So if you fill in the survey, thank you very much. We will take what you said into account. If you haven't, don't worry. You can always do it next time. But we are going to give out some prizes to people who did. So we had 60 entries in the survey competition. So I'm going to read out the first part of the email addresses, and then we'll get in touch and we'll see about getting these prizes out to you. Who we got? Okay, so the first prize is a free ebook of your choice. We're starting out light, I admit. But you got to ramp these things up. The first prize, let me have a little whiz through this spreadsheet here. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Okay, the first prize goes to JT Morse Writer. JT Morse Writer, well done. You successfully completed the survey, and as such, have been rewarded with a prize. We will get in touch with you shortly, and we will get that ebook into your inbox before you can say thanks. I don't think we could do that. We'll try. Okay, so the second prize is a signed print book of your choice. A signed print book of your choice. A Hawk and Cleaver book, by the way. I mean, we can sign someone else's book if you want. But this is for a signed print Hawk and Cleaver book of your choice. We've got a few. I mean, there's about 20 that you can choose from. Written by a lot of the same authors who write the other stories. Okay, so let's have a little whiz through the spreadsheet. I'm just basically scrolling up and down really fast, and then I'm going to stop randomly. Here we go. Oh no. Here we go. Got it. Deborah.fag. Okay, Deborah, congratulations. You have won a signed print Hawk and Cleaver book. We will get in touch with you shortly. delivered by Kez himself to your front door. He accepts payment in biscuits and Scotch whiskey. Okay, and the last prize. Some would say this is the biggest prize. I guess you could fold it up really tiny. A third prize is a free The Other Stories t-shirt. Oh, imagine that. A The Other Stories t-shirt so you can show off to your friends, your church, your job, your office, your gambling club, your daycare centre, whatever. You can show off your love for The Other Stories podcast. So let me do a quick up and down again, and we have landed on Akin Anubis. Oh, Inux and a Moon. That's what I was thinking of. Inux and a Moon. Akin Anubis. You've won a t-shirt. We will be in touch with you very shortly to find out where you would like this t-shirt delivered to. Again, Kez accepts presents and cookies and mostly the Scotch whiskey, so you better get that ready, because he is a hawk and he does have a cleaver. Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you so much for filling in the survey. Thank you so much for being with us over the last year. We're now on 5 million downloads. That's insane to think about, and that's all because of you. I mean, I'm not just saying that, I mean it. Of course it's down to you listen to the thing. But you've encouraged us to keep going and keep making this thing and keep improving it and keep trying new things. And so I just want to say thank you again for that. It's a big privilege to be able to make something that's listened to by so many people. So keep listening. Keep tweeting us. Go to the Facebook group. Keep jumping in there. Jump in, jump out, whatever you want to do. And I'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.